This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. I do have a request, small request, for you guys coming up at the end of the podcast today. So stay tuned for that. But I do want to hit today, and a huge game tonight, obviously. Game 6 in the Wells Fargo Center. The Sixers and the Knicks. Ton of reaction tomorrow on the pod, on the show, about the Sixers and Knicks. Eagles looking good after the NFL draft. We'll get to a lot of football stuff in the next few weeks and months before training camp. But on my mind this morning for the podcast and for this episode is the Phillies, because they are quietly under the radar of the Sixers right now and the recent NFL draft. The Phillies are living up to the hype. Another win yesterday, 2-1 out in Los Angeles. They go 7-3 on the road trip. Off day today before they come home to play the Giants this weekend. The Phillies are a damn good baseball team. They really are. And before the season started, I said they would 95 games. I thought they could win the division. I thought this was a team that had the bones of winning the World Series. And I thought they'd get off to this start. In fact, I predicted on the episode, the Bold Predictions episode of this podcast, I said 21-11 through 32 through May 1st. That's where they are as they come home now after a really impressive road trip. I mean, that series in Cincinnati was not easy. They go 2-2 in that series, but then they finish it up by sweeping the Padres and then going to Los Angeles against the Angels and winning 2 out of 3. And I'm so impressed because of the completeness of this team. They could win in different ways. They've won when their hitting is not there. They've won when their hitting is there. Their starting pitching has been there basically the entire season. They're deep to where they have 6 legitimate starters right now. Even if we don't love Taijuan Walker and want him to be in the rotation, he could soak up some innings and be a 6th starter. Zach Wheeler, I don't even think he's been himself, his normal self for his last 3 starts. You look up right now and Zach Wheeler, you know, just ho-hum, 42 innings pitched in the first month of the season, a 1.91 ERA, a 2.14 adjusted ERA, a 4.33 strikeout-to-walk ratio, a whip under 1, hits per 9 under 6. The guy's remarkable, and I don't even think he's feeling like he's dominating right now the way he can. So you look up today, Phillies are 21-11, their best opening month of the year since 2011. So that's the year they set the franchise record for victories. They have right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 regulars hitting at an above average or above average level. Stott close. The only one that is really in the tank is Castellanos. Rojas has moved his OPS, adjusted OPS, to 83 with a 637 OPS. That's probably a line where you could keep him all year because of his defense. There's going to be, you know, enough value there. You look at the pitching department. I mean, their entire rotation is well above average. They have three starters right now pitching at a, you know, a dominant level with Wheeler, Suarez, and Nola. Their bullpen, Hoffman has been remarkable. I think Marte has been very good. Strom has been remarkable. They've gotten Alvarado back to a level where you feel good after the first, you know, little blow up of the season to start the year. Soto has been decent, even though his ERA is pretty bad. I think he's decent. And Kirkering looks like he's really coming on here. And I think Kirkering's going to take down some big high leverage roles pretty quickly here. They've got everything. Now, that's not perfect. Again, Castellanos is a mess. At times, their defense is still lacking at shortstop. Bryce really hasn't mashed yet. Bryce Harper, it's amazing how good Bryce, though, is. He has a 130 adjusted OPS. He's had the one game with three home runs, three total home runs outside of that. He's hitting 233. I don't feel like he's really exploded yet. And yet is, you know, he's having a solid year. I mean, you know, he gets hot for a week. All of a sudden, he's going to have MVP or ish kind of MVP-ish kind of numbers. And as a team, I thought this was interesting. I saw it this morning. So, well, I looked this morning, I should say. So the Phillies have on offense, their adjusted OPS is 112. As a team, add up all their at-bats. That includes all the Castellanos at-bats. That includes the 17 at-bats for Christian Pache and includes the 19 at-bats for Garrett Stubbs. Like, those guys have taken down, you know, let's say about 150 at-bats between Stubbs, Pache, Castellanos. Those guys included, everybody included, Rojas, everyone, but also including, of course, Bohm, who's been, you know, their best hitter in the month of May, April. Turner, who had a good start to the season. All those guys, okay? Add it all in. The Phillies are 12% above average as a team. They come in today into play today on Thursday, May 2nd. Team totals, fourth in the league in OPS, fourth in the league in slugging, fourth in the league in OBP, fourth in the league in batting average, fourth in the league in walks, fourth in the league in stolen bases. Okay, they're number one, the most home runs in the National League right now. They're fifth in triples. They are third in runs scored, third in doubles. Third in hits. I read that wrong. Eighth in runs scored. So they have been basically a top five-ish offense in the National League across the board. Not perfect, but top five-ish. Okay, and that's without a lot of guys really doing big damage yet. They're 12% above average OPS. And you look at the pitching, where they've been excellent in the starting rotation. I mean, they've got a 1.91, a 1.32, a 3.20, a 1.67 ERA. And that, by the way, that 1.67 is being removed from the rotation. A 3.68 with Sanchez. He's been their worst starter at 3.68 in 29 innings and a 2.93 fielding independent pitching. Man, they are, as a staff, and this includes Pinto, who is DFA with a 10.97 ERA. It includes Sir Anthony, who has been pretty rough with a 9.58 ERA. It includes Taiwan Walker's 8.53 ERA in his one start. It includes everything. Connor Brogdon, remember Connor Brogdon got lit up the first week of the season? It includes him too. All those guys factored in. This team has a 1.22 adjusted ERA. They have been 22% above league average pitching-wise. So you look at, they're a team that has been 12% above average offensively with the OPS, 22% above average in terms of their adjusted ERA. Here are the list of teams in baseball who have been 110 or better on both sides, meaning 10% above average offensively, 10% above average pitching for the season so far. The only teams that fit those qualifications with the Phillies, the Yankees, the Braves, the Dodgers, the Guardians. Now, if we set it to the bar the Phillies are at, 112, 122, who has reached, let's say, at least 112 in each category? Braves, Dodgers, Phillies. That's it. That is it. And in terms of pitching, of these, you know, this block of teams, you know, the Mariners pitching is unbelievable, and the Red Sox pitch has been really good. But these block of teams, you know, we're talking basically the Braves and the Dodgers and the Phillies. Like, that's who's performed to where they're both complete on both sides, pitching and the offense.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Phillies have lived up to it. You know, we had a lot of conversation on WIP in Philadelphia about how good this Phillies team could be. Is World Series aspirations fair? And it's interesting because it was a weird first week and a half to where it was like, see, they did it again. They got off to a slow start again. But then the month played itself out. And they really didn't. They got off to a tremendous start at 21-11. They are in play to do everything we wanted them to do. And the best part right now is the best players are doing their job, right? Bryce Harper's doing his job. Trey Turner's doing his job. Zach Wheeler's doing his job. Aaron Nola's doing his job. But they're also getting a lot of contributions nightly from guys that, if you're going to be a great team, have a great year, you need these kind of things. Like the Alec Bohm breakout is remarkable. He almost has as many walks as strikeouts. He's hitting .362. Okay, Brandon Marsh continuing his ascension towards being a very good player. Rojas, the last couple weeks, really providing a lot. I mean, Johan Rojas is going to provide a lot with the glove if he could be serviceable, which I think at this point, considering he doesn't strike out much, considering his speed on the base pass when he gets on the bases, he has 7 steals already. I mean, Johan Rojas is on pace, you know, to steal about 35 bags, I mean 40 bags this year. To have 40 stolen bases and play that kind of defense, as long as he gets on base around a 300 clip, and he's at 300 right now, he's got the one home run he hit in Anaheim the other night, it's worth keeping the lineup. The only guy that is a major concern is Castellanos. And Castellanos, we know, has months like he just had to where he will just be a nothing, but then he could heat up a little bit. And I think his track record says he probably will. Schwarber really hasn't gotten fully going yet, but it's probably going to be like last year. And he does have 8 home runs. I mean, the guy's going to hit 45 home runs, and it'll probably be like last year in June where he gets really going again. Trey Turner, I think, you know, he's had a nice start, and .336 is a good batting average. I think he's a little bit buoyed by all those infield hits he had early in the season, which is fine. I mean, he gets on base. That's his job, is to get on base, especially as a two-hole hitter in this lineup. But if you told me before the season, Joe Hill, .336 and have a .141 adjusted OPS before the year started, I would have done jumping jacks. A very nice start for Trey Turner. Bryce Stott really hasn't got going yet, but I think his strikeout-to-walk ratio is in line. Stolen bases are there. So I think there's some room for growth for the Phillies. They are going to be a little bit more stable in the bullpen, I believe, with Kirkering moving forward now. And as I pointed out to start the season and why I thought 21-11 was a distinct possibility, in fact, I said it exactly, they would go 21-11 their first 32, is the schedule. The schedule was not daunting. I mean, this team has been good at home, 10-6, good on the road. Obviously, overall, 21-11. But I look at the schedule now moving forward. San Francisco at home for 4. Toronto at home for 2. They go to and play a dreadful Miami team down in Miami a couple weekends from now. They play the Mets in a home-and-home for 4. The Nationals, 3 here in Philadelphia. 3 home against Texas. Then they go to Colorado, San Francisco, St. Louis. Go to Colorado and San Francisco. St. Louis comes in. I mean, you play it out for the next month. I mean, we can make a prediction right now. Let me look at the total of games here. So I just went over the team. San Francisco for 4 at home. Toronto at home for 2. At Miami for 3. Home and home with the Mets for 4. 3 at home against Washington. 3 at home against Texas. I'll be at one of those games. At Colorado for 3. At San Francisco for 3. And then back home for a homestand, which will include Milwaukee at the end, in the middle of that, which is fun. But let's just take it to the end of the St. Louis series at home a month from today. So that will take them 28 more games. 28 more games. I think let's say they win 4 of these next 6. They win 2 down in Miami, which is 6 wins. They split it with the Mets with the 2-2 is 8. 2 out of 3 against Washington is 10. 2 out of 3 Texas is 12. They win 4 of the 6 on the road trip to Colorado and San Francisco. That is 16. And then 2 out of 3 against St. Louis is 18. You know, this could be an 18 and 10 kind of run. I'd say over the next month, 18 and 10. And that would push them to what? 39 and 21 through their first 60 games. I mean, we're cooking with gas now. I mean, 39 of 60 is what's the winning percentage? That's 65%. I mean, 65% of 162. We're talking about the pace. Yeah, I mean, if the Phillies take care of their business and win what I believe they're going to win, you know, I think this team's going to be continue to win a lot of baseball games. Yeah, like 65% of 162 is 105. If they win, if they go 18-10 in the next 28 over the next month, they'll enter June 3rd on a 105 win pace. The Phillies are living up to it right now, and I think there's a chance they could put more together, play even better. I think Harper will get going even more. I'm very pleased with this team is right now. I think we all should be because they've got a lot going for them. They've taken turns offensively. Who's been out for a week or two, whether it's Marsh or Bohm, it's probably going to be Harper's turn soon. Obviously, Turner was part of that. It was Marsh. It was Turner. It was Bohm. It's going to be Harper's turn soon. It's going to be Schwarber's turn soon. Pitching-wise, they're very deep. I think the bullpen will get even better. I love the focus they have day-to-day. A 7-3 road trip for the Phillies is rare, guys. I mean, it just is. I don't care who they're playing. You go 7-3 on the road against one team in the Reds, I think, could certainly make the playoffs. One team in the Padres that is certainly decent, and the Angels are bad. But that's okay. You know, 7-3, go back and look how many 7-3 road trips the Phillies have had over the past 5 or 6 years. It's not many. It just isn't. It's hard to win that many games on the road on a long road trip, you know, especially going out west. I feel like we should really have a big antenna up that the Phillies are past the worry point. They are past the point where you say they're going to get off to a slow start. They're past all of that. They're kind of settling in to what should be an excellent season. They're settling in to what looks to be a legitimate division race. And if you look at the standings, and I pointed this out a couple days ago, I'll point it out now. So the Braves came in here and won the first two games of the year, opening day and that Saturday game. And the Phillies won on Sunday. Okay. So if you take the standings from the third day of the season on, the Phillies are 21-9 in their last 30 games. The Braves are 18-9. So the Phillies have been just as good, in fact, better than the Atlanta Braves over the past 4 weeks, 4.5 weeks. They have been the best team in baseball, really. They and I would say the Cleveland Guardians have been probably the best day-to-day baseball teams over that time period. And you're watching a team right now that is up to a plus 27 run differential, and they have a chance to really have another good month because I don't think the teams they're facing over the next month are all that great. Take care of business, and we're going to have a big, big summer with this Phillies team. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We will talk soon. And my request for you guys, I am running in the Eagles Autism Foundation and the Eagles Autism Challenge race, the 5K coming up on May 18th. I posted the link to donate at my Twitter page. I will post it on Instagram at Joe Giglio Sports when I get a chance. I will also repost it again on Twitter. If you can donate, I really appreciate anything. It's such a great cause. It means so much. I've done it every year for the past few years. Love doing it. You know, I run anyway, so it's giving my time really more than the run itself. But anything you could give, $5, $10, and anything that obviously within your budget that you could give goes to a great cause. The Eagles Autism Foundation does amazing things. They deserve all our support. I'll be running on May 18th. Again, I'll shoot out that link if you want to email me directly, joe.giglio@odyssey.com, and I'll send you my page to donate. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily.